Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
A lot of us are panicking in South Africa. We seem to be in deep trouble right now. Moody's is about to drop us. We're about to go to junk status. It was announced this week 70 billion rand was pulled out by foreign investors. State-owned enterprises seem to be collapsing and constantly being bailed out, while our unemployment rate for 25-year-olds and under in South Africa is over 50%. It's panic stations, I'm sure it is, but I don't want to panic. Let's talk to the chief economist from the Efficient Group. Good morning, Davi Ruert.
Good morning to you. I think you should start panicking, by the way.
Oh, wow.
I am hearing a lot of that. Let's set the scene, right? How did we get here?
How did we get here? Well, I've been thinking a lot about that, how we got here. Now, I can give you all sort of the numbers, A, B, and C, and so on. But if you really want to put everything together and start at a high level, how did we get here? We got here because of a destructive ANC government and a destructive ANC government and a coalition partner. So that's the reason why we got where we are. They implemented the wrong kind of policies. They implemented tried to implement the wrong kind of ideology. And the result of that is failure deployment and the decentralization of power and corruption and everything that goes with that. So that's how we got here. We got here because of government.
Sure.
Davi, that's the positivity doesn't seem to be quite there this morning in the voice. So my question is maybe a two-parter. Mr. Ruert, can we get out of this situation and how?
Yeah, certainly. We can get out of this situation, but we have to understand what is going on here. What is going on here is that if you take one example, Eskom is a very good example. Eskom is where it is because of mismanagement. Eskom, and if you want to fix Eskom, you have to get rid of the people that can't do the job. Mm. And I'm afraid there are just too many people that are being paid by Eskom. There are probably close to 30,000, this is a World Bank report, close to 30,000 too many people that are being paid by Eskom. Mm. They are totally overpaid on average. Not all of them, of course, but on average they're overpaid. So to fix this, what you need to do is that you have to go to Eskom and tell them, listen, we need to restructure Eskom. And that means, unfortunately, that we have to get rid of a lot of people that is currently being paid by Eskom.
David, but I understand this to be, it's a double-edged sword, because Eskom is an SOE, offers employment, and that's what we're trying to offer up. Trying to offer up jobs, and at the same time, no.
No, we do not. Please stop creating jobs.
Yeah.
What we need to do, grow the economy, and jobs will happen.
Okay.
And we must understand this. What politicians are totally misunderstanding is that if you keep people busy, that is equal to a job. Mm. That is not the same as a job.
Quite right.
Jobs will happen when you grow the economy.
Davi, just quickly, obviously, we can all point fingers at the government and stuff. Us as the citizens of South Africa, how can we help get out of the situation?
Yeah, well, a few things that we as normal South Africans can do. I think the most obvious thing to do is to make sure if you have your own business, make sure you have a successful business, make sure you have a profitable business, make sure that you do a business in an honest way. If you have a job, make sure that you are productive, make sure that you work hard, and generally speaking, and do not break any laws, but pay as little tax as possible. So stick to the law, within the law, but do not pay too much taxes because your taxes are being misspent. But work hard to be productive and be efficient. That's what you do, and that's what you should be doing as a good South African if you're really interested in this country's future.
Davi, what I'm really panicking about is the unemployment rate, 50% for 25s and under. And I'm sure, I don't know if you believe in this as an economist as well, but poverty almost equals crime. And I think a lot of us are just panicking about how desperate a situation South Africa is in right now. How much money have we lost exactly in, say, the last 10 years?
Yeah, you know, I've done some numbers on Eskom myself. The South African economy would have been at least more than 10% bigger than what it currently is if we just had enough electricity.
Mm.
Now, if you put that into numbers, and remember, an economy grows like a tree. It grows on itself. It's like a tree growing and a last year's growth. And if you go through one drought year, that drought year will be with you forever. Mm. And we've gone through 10 years of drought, so to speak. So the South African economy is hundreds of billions or maybe in excess of a trillion rand smaller than what it could have been if we just had proper management and enough electricity and stuff like that. So this is going to be with us forever. And the answer to this is, of course, to get this economy to grow. But unfortunately, politicians think we're going to get this economy to grow by doing more of what we've been doing the past 10 years. Mm-hmm. And that's certainly not the right approach. We have to sort of try something else. And my suggestion is to unleash the amazing power that still is there in the private sector. But we don't allow the private sector to do what they can do well, and that's employing people. It's illegal in some instances to employ people. Can you believe this?
Yeah.
With a 29% unemployment rate that we have in South Africa, it's illegal sometimes to unemploy people. You must have a hole in your head if you think, like, for example, minimum wages under these sort of circumstances.
I know a lot of people, and I don't obviously don't expect you to talk about politics, but a lot of people are saying that Cyril Ramaphosa, our present president, doesn't have the power to implement any of these changes because of the conflict, specifically with our deputy president and the secretary general of the ANC, who seem to be in a different party to him. Is that the general consensus?
Yeah. I think there are two conflicts on its way. You know, as an economist, it's inevitable. You have to look at politics as well. And because, by the way, the subject used to be called political economy, right? So politics and economics is pretty much the same thing. But if I analyze, have a look at what's going on in politics in South Africa, it's clear that there are two clashes coming, and it's inevitable. The one is a, let's call it a leadership ideological kind of clash within the leadership of the ANC, and I'm referring to specifically to the president and the secretary general. But it's not only the two of them. There are other role players, important role players, like, for example, Tito Mboweni also. And then they don't all necessarily, it's not two camps, it's much more than that. But there must be some sort of resolution there. We must know who's in charge and what sort of ideology we're going to follow. The second clash is within the tripartite alliance itself, especially between whoever is in charge of the ANC and organized labor, especially COSATU. Because COSATU has become the tail that's wagging the dog.
Yeah.
I referred to our discussion earlier about Eskom. We need to restructure that. Is COSATU going to allow tens of thousands of people to lose their jobs?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Lastly, we're running out of time, Darby. Is it the best thing to privatize things like Eskom and other SOEs?
It's too late. I'm afraid it's absolutely too late. Eskom has been gutted. It has been destroyed financially. I can't really see how the private sector can get involved there. But you need to do, you probably have to start from scratch. I think what I would have done, I would have taken all the debt of Eskom on the state accounts and literally start from scratch, because that is how bad it is.
Darby, I wish we could end this on a positive note, but I don't believe there is one. What's the positive?
There is. The positive note is Lesetse Kanyahu has been reappointed as the governor of the South African Reserve Bank. He is doing an excellent job in protecting the Reserve Bank from politicians.
I'll take that one. Thank you, Darby Root, for talking to us this morning.
Darren Moore, Gary Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.